still kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you were victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
You won't hear it.
Yeah, because I'm so professional on the show.
Everything. Yeah, but it's famous when you guys are opening the bear stuff, but you got this crankled and...
It don't make a difference. Welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the apparent petty Old Man Wade. And I'm here with the pinnacle of political perfection, the superior, Superbowl Javi.
What up, everybody?
Directly in front of me is my lovely life.
Hey.
With her normal enthusiasm, as always. Into my life. To my life. God, what the fuck? To my left and to Javi's right is little sister.
What up, son?
I'm not being creepy this time
She's
around.
She's in an old man Waitro sandwich.
What?
Nigga, what?
Why would you say that?
You are.
What's wrong with it? What did I say?
That's got a really high sexual connotation.
For real.
And you just call her his little sister.
Yeah, after I say little sister, you're like, she's an old man Wade sandwich. Like, okay.
I'm sure I didn't mean that.
I definitely didn't mean that.
I know you didn't, but like, Jesus Christ, man.
Alright,
just like it's not even a pause thing. But like, dude, like, just because you've seen my porn search history doesn't mean anything.
Why do we have to sexualize everything?
Huh?
It is
the way.
We definitely, like, a sandwich? Like, yo.
I mean, sandwiches are sexy, though.
Yo.
I've had a sexy sandwich.
Yeah, but there's also a first grader taking to school his peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That
like,
can be sexy.
Oh my God. All right, next. Next topic.
Where'd
he
get?
What's happening?
What up? Hey, girl, how you doing? Oh, I'm chilling. I'm just sitting here making a sandwich. What kind of sandwich you got, baby? It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Ha, ha, ha.
People could see you beating that ass.
But the image, though. But the image.
Wow. This is... We need video ASAP.
Oh, man.
How you doing today, old man?
It's happening. I'm telling you. I've officially gotten to the point where I'm like, fuck it. I'm about to monetize this shit. So the Old Man Wade Show will have video before the end of the year, and it will be a Patreon-only thing.
That'd be dope. Yo, so...
It's happening. I'm not even going to charge... I'm going to charge like a dollar.
Oh, wow.
Old Man Wade video. I'm gonna charge a dollar. I'll keep everybody else who doesn't want to be on screen off screen. Like, you can be off to the far left or far right. Little sister can be on if you don't want to.
Can I be pixelated? Like, I just want a pixelated face.
You want to be like one of those? I want to be behind the dark voice, you
yes.
know, the shadow.
Yes, I want to sound like Darth Vader. I
want
to say welcome to the dark side.
So I was sitting there with my husband one day.
Talking about peanut butter and jelly time.
Where he at?
I just want to be like an undefined character, like a shadow. I want my face to be like just obscured. I want you to change my voice.
Yeah, we
like
can
I'm,
put
like I'm on witness protection.
Yeah, like that.
That'd be dope.
We can put a we have a Lucha Libre mask. We can put you in one of those.
Lucha Libre mask.
A Lucha Libre mask.
Like a Mexican wrestler.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty dope.
But a little sister, we'll put you in a Lucha Libre mask. Put the locks out the top.
A little like Predator. That'd be dope.
Yo, before you guys judge, before you guys judge, he did say he's only charging a dollar, so.
Yeah, I'm only charging a dollar for the shipment. I'm not even gonna fucking... If you hear the click-clack of little feet, it's the dog Duke. He's sniffing around looking for scraps.
The click-clack of little feet.
And that dollar figure is subject to change.
It's gonna be, yeah, probably.
That'd be so dope.
50 cent for videos?
Yes. You know how many people would just do it? Like, I'll just buy it just for someone, just for kicks.
Yeah, just like a month. It's 50 cent a month.
Right.
But I wonder if there's a limit on it. It's probably like, you probably have to charge at least a dollar, though.
You probably do, because you probably owe like a dollar first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll start writing. We interviewed someone, Sarah the Rebel.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that, like, she does like erotic fantasy on there, too. I was like, I'll write some erotic fantasy for the old Midway page.
Oh, yeah? Peanut butter
and
jelly sandwiches and hot sex?
That would be so That's cool. a great title.
So I had two pieces of bread.
Oh, my God, stop
it. Had what?
You have to use the word slather.
And I slathered the peanut butter on the potato bread.
Cute, smooth jazz. Sample.
I always use potato bread because it's the smoothest of all of them. It's also thicker.
Dear,
That was a good smooth jazz saxophone.
It was that.
That was very, it was very Kenny G of you.
Yeah. Trying to get out. There you go.
But yo, anyways, old man, how you doing today, bro?
Hold on. We're not. I'm not. I have to do this now.
Hold on. I'm so full.
Oh, come on with the fucking ads, YouTube, man. You're killing me right now. So I'm sitting here with my potato bread. The thickest of all breads. Actually, it was a pumpernickel. Because you know, everyone loves the dark. I was pumping that nickel.
Hell no. Wait. Sploosh.
These two aren't allowed to be together.
That's what I pointed out.
Every time.
Yo, I swear. Me and little sister make jokes and the two of y'all are just like.
Every time.
Dude licked me straight in the mouth.
Oh, so shit. We call that graping in this household?
What?
When he grapes your mouth.
Yo, he licked my tooth.
Yeah, he graped you. You've been graped. I'll show you the video later.
Oh, God, that's fucking disgusting. But not as disgusting as pumping that nickel.
Oh, my God. I want on a t-shirt.
Old man Wade, pump that nickel.
I like the way that whole thing just flows. Like, I'm sitting here, you know, kind of inebriated. And I'm seeing this whole thing play out. I'm like, where are they going with this? And I was not disappointed.
Oh, but pump that nickel?
Like, I wasn't expecting pump that nickel to be a group of words that I've heard today.
Must be the new WAP. It's going to be dope.
Okay.
I mean, okay. I also used a phrase yesterday. Hold on, babe. I can't hear you over Conway Twitty.
I did see that. I did like that one. I think that's awesome.
And we was watching Family Guy. And Family Guy does this thing where they put it on for like, and they just start talking for like ever. And it's like, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Ari face.
Ari!
She waves. Woo woo. I don't think she realized people can't hear a wave. So yeah, so alright. As you can see, we're kind of all in a silly mood. How's everyone doing today?
Pretty good. But I asked you that question first, old man. I'm still waiting for the answer.
Oh, I just finished watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah?
And everyone finds it hilarious that I'm live chatting something that happened 10 years ago.
Yo, but that's fucking ridiculous. It's literally the most old man thing that you can do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, a show that's 10 years old, you're live tweeting. Like,
I think we determined today that Game of Thrones is pretty much the...
Oh, yeah! So I text Javi, and I also text, Diddy, yeah. Black Rabbit.
Yeah. BlackRabbit.com.
And I hit him up and I was just like, yo, the only difference between the Bible and Game of Thrones are dragons.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then Super Bowl goes, there was dragons in Revelation. He said it jokingly.
Yeah.
And then I Googled it. Dragons are mentioned 21 times in the Bible.
Yeah. Right? So essentially,
Game of Thrones is the Bible.
Yeah. Wait.
And the Bible dragons? Is Game. In Slut Dragons.
Slut Dragons.
Rick and Morty?
Dragons? Oh, that's, you know what's funny? That's actually one of my favorite episodes.
But you didn't even know what
else said, apparently not.
Because the main...
Yeah,
the,
you don't like it that much.
I enjoyed this. My favorite part of it was the secondary plot with the cat.
Yes.
But, you know.
Nah, my favorite part of that last season was, what the fuck was it called? Cum Gutters.
Oh, shit.
Which one was that?
The very first episode of season when they had the dude had like the six pack. And he goes, "Oh, those cum gutters."
That was cum. Oh, shit.
Cum gutters.
I dream.
I heard cum cutters.
So we had cum gutters and slut dragons.
I did not get that joke until you just enlightened me.
Would you rather be a slut dragon? Or would you rather have cum gutters?
I'd rather have cum gutters.
I don't know. I think I might rather be a.
Ever since the D'Angelo video, I always wanted those.
Sorry. Me 2 seconds.
I was gonna say that was awfully delayed.
I was like, wait.
So I took the pumpernickel bread and I rubbed it all over D'Angelo's cum gutters.
I'm sorry.
And if you guys don't get that, what's the name of that song?
How does it feel?
How does it feel? Look up.
Don't worry about it, because it's gonna be the link image.
Excellent. And we don't even have to just tell you what cum gutters are. You'll know by looking at that picture. What we're
Do you
about.
Even remember the video when it Me? Came up?
Not really.
What? Everybody was like at the bottom of the screen.
yeah.
Well, he don't really got cum gutters. He's got like those fat cum gutters. They're not really like, it's not really a six pack though. It's just kind of like,
nobody wanted the six pack then. They just wanted to see what's below the belt. If the TV was going to show it.
So cum gutters is the whole six pack? I thought it was that little V part that people got.
That's part of the cum gutter. Oh.
Okay, so
that is the cum trench.
Yeah, the cum trench. That's the cum gutters and then the cum trench.
Okay.
What reservoir? Like, where would it sit?
The reservoir is what goes. The reservoir is what goes into the cum gutters.
No. Like, where would the reservoir be? Like,
the reservoir is a cum area.
Ew.
Huh?
The reservoir is a cum.
Reservoir is something that liquid collects. Is in and collects.
I thought the reservoir was a liquid.
No.
Oh. Huh. Sorry, I'm not really a
reservoir cum gutter kind of guy.
It doesn't even matter because I'm still, like, I have the whole picture now because I started this off with not even knowing what the fuck a cum gutter was. And now I know completely and utterly.
I still don't know. I'm more confused than I was coming into this.
Were you?
I see what you did there.
Cum.
I can't.
You get confused?
Confused.
Oh man. So anyway, so the Bible. And all that.
Nope. How many times is cum gutters mentioned in the Bible?
I can see there's a music video right now.
I really need some smoke. It's a classic right there.
Oh, D'Angelo definitely has cum gutters.
See, yeah. There you go. Boom. Boom.
That's a classic idea.
Oh man, I wonder if iTunes is gonna accept cum gutters.
That's a great question.
Why not?
Because depending on what goes on, sometimes they don't allow certain things. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna do it.
What if you spell it correctly?
Fight the power, man.
Well, actually, right now I have semen sandwich. Ooh, sexy sandwiches and semen gutters.
Sexy sandwich, semen gutter.
Sexy sandwich semen gutter?
No, I think it's the opposite.
That's
sexy sandwich cum gutter.
I'm not sure if they'll accept cum though.
Right. Why?
I don't know. Birth control?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Valkyrie.
Certain what's happening?
Certain words are not allowed to be
balloon.
Used.
What?
He said, why wouldn't cum be allowed? And I said, birth control.
I mean,
oh, but I'm ching. I just got it. I'm slow.
I can't.
You guys get
that's kind of funny though.
Both the same. Corny ass jokes. Dad jokes.
So,
oh my gosh, have you had a dad joke
today?
Sexy dad
jokes.
It was hilarious.
I did.
Oh, what was
no,
it?
No, but you're blaming. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just gotta remember it. Damn it, it was such a dad joke.
So anyway,
there's nothing wrong with dad jokes, man.
It didn't work out because I'm old white grandma, so I was asking that. It was about Migos. He was like, so Cardi B.
Oh, you know what? That we can bring that up. That could be the first topic on there. So apparently Cardi B and Amiga and Cardi B.
Tell the joke.
No, yes, say the information first.
All right, so no. So Cardi B and Offset are getting a divorce.
Shocker.
And one of the reasons why is because Offset said that he didn't understand.
What ass pussy?
He didn't get wet ass pussy. Realistically, WAP was whack ass penis. But he didn't think that he would assume that Cardi B would slow down the over sexuality of it. So he basically was.
So he cheated on her because of that.
Hold on, actually, I have it right now. Vanity Fair, and it says Cardi B said, "What the fuck with the stupid goddamn ads?"
Bro, prepare a
professional podcast. Cardi B says she left Offset because she didn't want to wait until he cheated on me again.
Oh, so he hadn't cheated yet.
He cheated before.
Cheated before.
No, but I mean the reason why she was divorcing him, I thought, was because he cheated.
No, this was beforehand. The WAP rapper started out by addressing the haters, saying, "You cannot hurt my feelings, trying to throw the divorce in my face because at the end of the day, I decided I wanted to leave." After a series of rumors and speculations about what prompted the divorce, Cardi clarified, I didn't wait until he cheated on me again. I didn't wait for another controversy with him being involved. I decided to leave. If I wanted to stay, I could have stayed. I decided to leave. I just got tired of fucking around. I got tired of not seeing things eye to eye. When you feel like it's not the same anymore, before you actually get cheated on, I'd rather just be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of people. So, you know, she just decided, it's, that just sounds like a trust thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man, like, both of them are probably a lot, home a lot more now, right?
Yes.
I'm assuming. They probably, I could see this happening a lot, right? Like, especially nowadays, where people have to be confronted with the person that they're married or with a lot longer than they're used to, right? And that could cause tension. And I don't know, it sounds to me like she felt that tension and she just wanted to get out. Or he did something stupid.
I just want to point out that I'm taking notes, and I wanted to type in Cardi and Offset.
Yeah.
It auto-corrected "and" into "abs."
Wow, it's listening.
Yeah. So anyway, Cardi's cum gutters, and you were saying?
No, that's it. I think that I think she realized a few things during this whole situation, and wanted to get out before it was too late. Before he did something stupid.
What made her think that he was going to do something stupid?
I don't know.
Because he's done it before.
He's done it before. Yeah. We don't know. What's going on. And, I mean, there's a lot of speculation. I think that moments like this is why I fear ever getting famous, right? Because there's so much that we're taking out of, like, that statement. And I'm saying, I don't know.
Unless we don't care.
Really
don't care enough. Like, not, it's very, whatever, for her. Whether she's happy about it, sad about it, she has to deal with it. But that's it, she has to deal with it, so.
What do you mean?
Like, how you just said, like, this is why I'm afraid to be famous, right? Because people will be off in your business, is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't know if that should bother people, like, what other people think about them, but. I don't know. I would hate to be going through this with, like, all of Twitter talking about
this. This is very true.
It's also one of those things where I feel like people... there is a point, like, for example, I've had this conversation with my wife a million times, and it's like, if I was famous, she'd go everywhere with me. Fuck this noise. Like, if she can go with me, then she's absolutely gonna go. It keeps me out of trouble, so fuck that. Like, you know what I mean? Well, we saw... I'm like, no, you didn't. No, you did not.
She was right there.
Yeah. Well, in the hotel room, it was me and my wife, go on. Well, someone snuck in. No, they didn't.
No, because then it'll be like it was a threesome or something.
Still with my wife.
But she'd be going with you everywhere you go?
Yeah. If she can go.
That'd be like her job.
It wouldn't be her job. If she could go with me, she would. Oh. Otherwise, I would literally sleep with the phone plugged in on FaceTime.
I saw the phone
back. I mean, that's a bit aggressive. You could just not sleep with people.
No.
I'm good with that.
No. But it wasn't just
like
that.
I need to stalk you if you get famous.
No.
That just sounds so clingy.
But it wouldn't
like,
be for
I'd
you.
I'd be suffocated. It'd be for him.
No, not even
like,
for him.
It's just
it would be so that people don't have to put his name in something that wasn't there to begin with.
But I mean, it's kind of...
Well, it's a job. That's a whole job.
That is,
it's like being protective, but not being protective of your own.
I don't
like. So it's just, but again, it's the same thing. It's like trying to protect yourself. Like you're anticipating the bullshit, and you're like,
Wow, well, because
I'm going to, videotape. I'm going to MTV my whole life.
Yeah. But why can't people, like,
not give a shit?
Like the Migo gentleman.
Migos.
Which one?
The Migo gentleman.
The friend.
So that was a dad joke he said today. He was like, she married a friend. And I was like, wait, so she didn't marry amigos? He's like, no, you get it? Amigo friend. I was like, oh.
That was good. That was good, though. That was good.
Like,
she married amigo.
Oh, wait. It's amigos, not amigos. He's like, no, she's. I was like, wait, was I saying it wrong the entire time?
Amigos. I can't.
Jesus Christ.
I can't.
All right.
He's like, if it wasn't funny, then it wasn't funny. And I'm like, no, I thought it was funny. I just thought I was
saying
it wrong the entire
joke.
Time.
It's not a dad joke.
It's kind of a dad joke,
thank
dude.
You. That's a dad joke.
Amigos?
Yeah, I know.
She's not your friend?
My amigos?
That was a dad joke. It's just your generation dad joke. Like, that joke is the joke you're going to tell your children.
I feel like Cardi's husband right now.
Which press?
I feel Matt Press right now.
Brett. I love that song, by the way.
Nah, man, but why can't he not cheat?
I mean, that's what I mean, right? Like,
it has nothing to do with me. It's just one of those.
Not like, you. I'm talking about
Offset.
And you're famous, you know, people looking at you like.
No, just don't get married. If that's the way you feel about it, just
like,
don't.
What do you mean?
I mean, or you could just be faithful.
That's my thing. Like, just.
This is.
Oh, for them, don't get married.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, why did they get married?
Well, they were both semi young. I think they were both in their 20s.
True.
They both,
you know what? That was you're right. That was a bullshit question, to be honest with you. Because all right, you guys don't see this, but Jesus Christ,
they could hear me roll my eyes.
Yeah.
I feel like
I'm not even going to. I feel like one of those. So what you missed was little sister and Valkyrie eating the oldest candy cigarettes known to man that they found at a fucking flea market.
Yeah.
They probably got fucking COVID ridden all over it.
Oh, they definitely got syphilis.
These shits were packaged way before COVID.
Oh. What's even funnier is she got fucking chalk on her lips like she was eating a fucking powdered donut.
I was gonna say, like, what does that taste?
You like the dark skinned dude from New York Undercover right now?
Malik Yoba.
Damn.
Every flip. Always.
Malik.
I don't know.
Yes, Malik Yoba.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say it was Malik Yoba.
One of my favorite cannabis lines was "sexy like Malik Yoba without the ashy lips."
Oh shit! Oh. Was his lips really that ashy? I don't remember.
His hands were super ashy.
Oh, I remember she got blue. It was
like
the end.
They just told him not to use lotion. Nobody was like, "Hey, bro, give me some chapstick." Yeah,
like they didn't hand the lipsticks at all.
No, I guess it made it look gritty. He was too busy fighting crime and slaps.
In a big rich town?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good,
in a big rich town.
Yeah. So where were we?
I have no fuck. Oh, yeah, we're talking about Cardi and Offset. Offset.
Yeah.
You being dad.
Cardi is, Cardi is upset over
Yo, these star tenders must be like, they must have some magic.
Dog.
Like, I don't get it. Like, how do you cheat on Cardi B?
See, what's the phrase for every person who's happy about something? Is that one person who, for every person you fought, or for every man who wants someone, is a dude behind her is tired of her shit, and vice versa. So, for being honest about it, like you know what I mean?
We're built like some bullshit. Like, we just can't be happy.
Well, people, I can be happy. I'm good. Like, I run away from fucking. I'm like, yo, leave me the fuck alone, bitch. like, get the fuck away from me. All right, we've had our fun.
Have you ever felt like you're just gonna be too old for the drama?
Yeah, when I was 20.
Yes, I'm saying.
I've been 1,000 years old.
He's like, that's a lot of work to be putting in to like sneaking around and all that.
How old is she though? She's still
30. She may be 30.
Is she even 30 yet?
Cardi is 27.
Yeah. They're young.
You change.
That's what I mean. You grow, you change. They're still young.
Offset is 28.
And they got together 3 years ago?
I don't fucking know. Shit. I don't know they got
together. That's actually pretty longer than I thought it was.
Right? I thought it was 3 years, right?
They may have been together longer than that, to be honest with you.
And they have, and that's who she has a child with, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. All I know is that I want the room that their child's playroom is in. It's like a whole friggin' wing.
Yep.
Damn. And they're not touring right now.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's no money coming in.
You think that she's going to,
this
like,
definitely still... Cardi still has money
coming. Well, Cardi got money coming in, definitely. Oh, with WAP. But the Migo dude.
The friend.
Get up off your ass and do some shit. Make some fucking records.
Hit the bando.
The thing that cracks me up about it is like... Oh, the Celtics lost. The thing that cracks me up about this is like... I've seen so many, like, performers... who haven't stopped making music. Black Thought put out a track, which I think is the best hip-hop song I've heard.
Which one?
It's called Good Morning.
That's fire.
What the hell's his name?
Nas is all over the place.
Nas is all over the place. What the fuck is it? Something the Machine.
Damn it.
He's one of dudes from Griselda.
I can't remember. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Conway?
No. Conway.
Conway the Machine.
Machine. He put out an album. Griselda has not stopped putting out music yet. Yeah. So, like, you know what I mean? It is possible to keep putting this stuff out. It's just a matter
of... Drake did a whole video in his house.
Yeah.
And at the Nike factory.
There's been a few artists too that have done, like, collaborations all through this.
Yeah, but look at the artists we're talking about.
Dude, Method Man did a video with Conway, and in the video, he has a mask on. Like, they're practicing social distancing and have the mask on while doing a video. You can, that's not an excuse.
My track, you mentioned a lot of your music, but you have me thinking about, like, classic rappers coming out and putting out fire, which has been happening lately. Mm-hmm. And that's, I swear, this is going to be my track of the year. But the Lox featuring DMX.
I heard the Lox put out a banging ass album.
You didn't tell me that.
I'm going to tell you what.
You didn't tell me the Lox put out a new album.
It was a month.
No, I don't know. The album track, maybe? Though. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They put out a new on project.
You didn't tell me?
Hopefully, we won't have a domestic here where little sister puts her husband
in. She's about to stomp on me with her Tim's.
Stomp him in the nuts. Stomp him in the nuts.
I used to have Tim's.
I bet.
I haven't had a pair of Tim's in years.
About shit. The Lox featuring DMX. I remember that. Oh, your Tim's? You had the see-through Tim's?
No, I had Melissa's. And I think I had Melissa's before.
I was
wondering. Big Melissa's, though.
I had big hoe rings.
Hoop earrings. They weren't hoe earrings. I don't know
if you know. Hoe rings.
They were hoop earrings. At least two pairs.
Oh, God. So, we all know about the Breonna Taylor verdict and how bullshit it was. Mm-hmm. And about how... I love how they say we knocked on the door, but it was a no-knock warrant, and that's been the biggest thing about it. We also can get into the idea of, like, well, he shot first, which, you know, that's new news out of nowhere. Like, you know what I mean? Like, now you guys are talking about that, so, you know, lick nuts. And then it was endangering the neighbors. Like, so let's worry about, what did I heard someone say? Let's worry about the plywood, not the fucking human being that was murdered. So Charles Barkley, who is known for the lack of a better term, cooning, said this.
To really be careful when we, you know, I hear these fools on TV talking about defund the police and things like that. We need police reform and prison reform and things like that. Because you know who ain't going to defund the cops? White neighborhoods and rich neighborhoods. So that notion they keep saying that, I'm like, wait a minute. We just gonna leave. Who are black people supposed to call? Ghostbusters? When we have crime in our neighborhoods, we need police reform. Like I say, white people, especially rich white people, they're always gonna have cops. So we need to stop that defund or abolish the cops crap. And we,
So I don't think Charlie Brock understands what defunding the police means. Huh. Who would like to go first?
I mean,
there's just so many questions. One. You cannot defund the police, because we can defund the police.
Right? He's Southern as fuck. He's like Alabama Southern, too.
That's really Southern. Two, what if, just using his statement, if we defund the police and the white people won't, why would it matter whether or not we defund the police if the police doesn't come to the black people anyways? I don't understand. Like, he literally just said the same. Like, I don't know. The whole thing, I feel like he just, like, contradicted himself, which is irritating, and I hate when that happens. But, like, is he just talking out of his ass, or does he have, like, do they supply him with information before he talks?
Well, the funny thing about that is, even if they don't supply him with the information, he should have the information.
But he's not going to.
That's in.
So when you're on a platform, right, you should usually do research. Obviously, we know that doesn't happen. I mean, look at our president. However,
fuck boy 45.
A black male talking about, you know, a racial issue should definitely have more information. Even some of these quote-unquote woke people have a little bit more information about defunding the police than that. And that was just kind of ridiculous.
I get it. No, I don't get what he said.
Okay, I was about to say, huh?
But I think a lot of people... They speak without knowing all the facts. I think that's for the most part. Like, so I hear him saying that, and I know where he gets it from, right?
Fox News.
Maybe. But just, you know, the fact that he doesn't understand the minutia or the details of what police reform really means. And part of police, because we're saying reform the police, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the fund the police movement is police reform.
Exactly.
You know
this
what
I'm
saying?
Saying like, it's like he contradicted himself.
But, you know, but that's like you said before, he doesn't have all the facts, but a lot of people don't understand what any of this means. And I think it's crazy listening to the conversation about this stuff online between two different groups, and both me aligning myself with one group in particular, right? Like, I'm usually agreeing with the hippies or whatever the hell you want to call them, right?
The she lovers.
But both sides are usually wrong about 90% of what they're talking about, but just for different reasons. Old man says this a lot, and it makes a lot of sense to me, that there's such opposite ends of the spectrum that their backs are touching.
It's
nuts, right? Like, both. I don't know. It's worrying to me because like who tells the truth at the end of the day?
No one.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah. My question is like Kentucky is that not like a. Body cam state, like, why weren't any of them wearing body cams?
Well, they were, I mean, even
I think
if
they were, but it was not being shown or something like that.
Well, I haven't heard anything about, like, footage or anything, like, I was just wondering.
I mean,
like,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because, and I'm sorry, this is what frustrates me about the situation, is because cops aren't getting off because the judges and the juries are necessarily racist. They may be.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the case, right? Like, juries are often very white, right? And it's Kentucky, whatever,
mm-hmm.
right? But the main reason why these cops aren't getting convicted over these things is because they're protected by laws that
mm-hmm.
are on the books.
Legality, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they technically didn't do anything illegal.
Mm-hmm. Technically, that's the word.
Technically.
Right.
Well, because
right?
of the laws that
exactly.
are governed
which
by.
Is why it's important for people to vote. Right?
Yeah, and the reason why it's important for people to vote is because the people they vote for are the ones that create the
exactly.
laws.
Exactly.
Right? And but we don't. Like the a lot of the people who are most adamant, and I hear people like, oh, I'm not going to vote because Biden is just as bad as Trump, right? Like,
doesn't the same thing said
right?
last time about Hillary?
Exactly. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. But you know what? It does matter because those people are way more aligned to the way you think the
exactly.
world should work than the other person is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you go on the ballots, right? You're not just voting for president. You're voting
mm-hmm.
for, you know, senators, you're voting for representatives, right? Like
district
attorneys, and that's like the
so
local
important.
Issues are the local issues are really what determine how cops interact with citizens. So like, sorry, old man.
No, you're fine. Like it's if you have more to say, talk.
No, it's just it. It's just you know, fucking vote. That's it. Vote. it matters.
Valkyrie, do you have anything on this?
No, I mean, Super Wolf said a lot to it. I think same thing. I think that it's a lack of evidence, true, real evidence, because who knows,
mm-hmm.
right? Like,
mm-hmm.
besides the people that were there,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, whatever, mm-hmm. spirits or gods or whatever you believe in.
I think even the report was lacking information anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So
like,
you can't even... Right.
Yeah, they lied. There's nothing, and there's nothing stopping them
from lying. Yeah, because who's gonna say?
No.
You can't.
That's and I mean that's part of the problem because I've had people be like, "Well, this, and this," and I was like, "Yeah, people lie to save their own ass
mm-hmm.
all the time."
Yeah.
I've watched it happen. I've been a part of it in real life.
It's the proof. It's what does it say? It's guilty until proven. No, it's innocent until proven guilty, right?
Well, if you're
so.
Black, it's guilty until proven innocent.
Well, yeah. Well,
the reason why when Old Man Wade becomes super famous, you're going to be everywhere with him.
So
in his butthole.
So here's the funny thing about the idea about this is, you'd figure that anybody who shot someone who was innocent, that they would at least feel bad about it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, but to feel bad is to omit guilt.
Not necessarily.
But that's the way it's... So, maybe he doesn't feel bad, maybe he does, maybe in his mind it was justified, maybe you don't know. Like, and realistically, there's, again, so much that goes into it, like, that, whatever.
So, I actually pulled up, Steven Jackson used to play in the NBA, he actually has comments about this, I found, so, I haven't heard it yet, so I'm just gonna play it.
Big fella, Chuck, here you go again, man, with the same clown. Let me tell you this, man, that's an insult to Breonna's family. Breonna is in the same category with George Floyd, my twin, because they both was murdered by police. The bullets wasn't for her. She did nothing wrong. So therefore, she was murdered. Just like Twin was murdered. So for you to get up on TV and say all that clown shit you saying just because you got a platform, you looking real weak by the day. You looking real weak by the day. Y'all quick to jump on the narrative and try to make me apologize some that I didn't even say that you wasn't going to get. But know what you're talking about. We taking Breonna just as seriously as we taking George Floyd. And she is in the same category. And we keeping it that way. And we getting justice.
And he said without you. It looked like it zoned out after that. But yeah, I think he hit the nail on the head. Yeah. She was innocent and she was murdered.
So it wasn't just his argument against defunding the police. It was his argument that we shouldn't be... It was his argument that we shouldn't be upset.
It seemed like more like it was his argument that we shouldn't blame the cops or the police. That's what it seemed like. Like, because the police was doing their job, they, you know, followed the rules, and unfortunately, like, what did it? Someone called it. She was a
innocent bystander.
Not even innocent bystander. What did they say? It's like a something of war, or casualty, like a casualty. Yes, someone said that casualty. she was a casualty. And I'm like, that's not it. One, you at the wrong house. That's misinformation, right? That's just that someone really needs to be, like someone has to speak for that. Yeah. Like, that was wrong. Like, you fucked up.
You spoke.
And then someone said something about, like, how, you know, well, it was the boyfriend shot first. I mean, someone's breaking into his house. Well,
you kind of hit the nail on something that I would. That kind of bothers me even further about this whole situation, right? Mm-hmm. You ask, like, who is supposed to speak up for that? Like, and this is why I don't fuck with this group at all, even though I'm not anti-gun, but the NRA, right? Mm-hmm. The NRA and all these, like, gun active, like, mm-hmm. like, I'm gonna put what Charles Barkley said to the side, because fuck him real quick, right? But, like, people's like, yeah, these people are like, yeah, we need our guns to protect our homes. Mm-hmm. We need to protect our homes from home invaders mm-hmm. and a tyrannical government. Mm-hmm. Those are both things that that dude protected, literally. Tried to protect his home from.
Exactly.
And they don't say shit. NRA hasn't said a peep about that situation.
Of course they're not, because he's a black man. Right, and then I saw, he was a criminal, and he shot first, and then he moved out his way. Then he moved out the way of the cops, so that the cops can kill his girlfriend. The fuck? It was his fault that Breonna died. Like, I don't.
It's crazy.
The fact that you can excuse, like, to the point where you make no sense.
You know what would be an interesting statement to counteract people not caring about that?
Truth?
Black Lives Matter.
I mean, that's just Antifa talk.
Oh man, you're right over there?
I'm good. If we don't have any, Valkyrie, do you have anything else to say?
No.
Alright, I'm going to move on to something a little more fun.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about pornography?
I'm gonna move on to something a little more fun. How do you guys feel about pornography?
Are you talking about 80s
porn or like now porn?
I think some 80s porn.
Before we go to that, I just want people to understand how low I just felt. And then as soon as you said that, I felt like my heart beating was a little bit faster. And it was like,
This may be the most interesting jump into one subject today that I have ever. Like, I felt like my whole, like, my neurons had to, like, fire, like, 5,000 times more than normal just to figure out what the fuck just happened. Like, that's hilarious. This is good. This is great.
I got aroused a little.
So how do you feel about pornography, Super Bowl?
Me?
How do you feel about it?
It's a devil's playground.
Oh, so, chicka womp womp.
It's a devil's playground full of so cum gutters and sandwiches.
Yeah, man. Yo, man, porn raised me.
Valkyrie, how do you feel about pornography?
I mean, I don't care either which way. Like, I don't know. Porn's cool.
How do you guys feel about Super Mario Brothers?
Please don't put those two together.
Are you putting those two together?
Too late. Pornhub sees a considerable spike in Mario-related searches following Nintendo's reveal of Super Mario 35th anniversary plans.
Oh my gosh, is there a game and can I have it?
I mean, they're talking about porn, but...
But that's just, I mean, that's just...
No, it's just people looking up Mario-themed porn.
Oh. I mean, sorry, Mario.
You can make that a game.
Sorry, Mario, put it in my other castle. Well, ladies and gentlemen... We took a quick break just to, like, you know, fuck around because, you know, professional podcast and all. And so I found this. Super Mario XXX Princess Peach's Pie.
Something call it, plumber.
What? I was totally into that.
Remember, Soda, size doesn't matter. I tell you, now proves it. Here we go.
What do you want, Mario? I want the nice and juicy peach.
Luigi, somebody order a pizza with extra mushrooms?
Well, I don't have any coins, so can I pay you in another way?
Dodge?
What the fuck is happening?
Oh, that is the greatest thing.
They even so this came Mario. Out in 1993.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh god! Which one are you looking at?
Wait,
Super
don't
Horneo look. Brothers, right?
Huh?
She looks like Britta.
Super what?
Horneo Brothers?
No, I remember what it's called, but this is a Super Mario Brothers XXX parody. So it might have been Super Horneo Brothers though.
That is crazy. We've always been a sick species.
No shit.
I'll watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
I'm just kind of confused.
Oh, let's not forget the ones that are actually like cartoons.
Wait, they have cartoon porn ones?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Not like anime cartoon?
There's some anime ones. No, yeah, the one I'm looking at now, they're like animated. I don't have it up now.
They do stuff like that?
Fuck yes. People
yeah,
are weird.
Yeah, there's like a whole section.
Oh, my God. Bowsette porn parody.
Bowsette even.
Oh, my God.
You think Nintendo's sponsoring them?
I'm just looking. I think
Nintendo's trying to sue them.
Oh yeah.
Yo, Nintendo does sue. Like, I'm afraid of this episode. Like.
Oh god. So the article that I completely forgot about. Oh man. So the article reads: some days you get stories that are just endlessly entertaining in all sorts of ways, while being equally oddball. That's exactly what we're getting today, and once again comes courtesy of the Insights team at Pornhub. Pornhub has revealed that they saw a pretty considerable uptick in all the searches Mario-related following Nintendo's reveal of plans for the Super Mario Bros. 35th anniversary. There's a lot more insight to offer than that, but I'll keep the specifics after the jump in case some are offended by the details. Mario, Super Mario, and related terms surged 142% in days following Nintendo's release. On September 13th, the actual anniversary date related searches again increased to 57% above average. Men are proportionately 571% more likely to search for Mario related terms when compared to women. Visitors between the ages of 25 to 34 are 56% more likely to search for Super Mario related terms. Super Mario related searches are most popular in South America. Really?
That's interesting.
Yeah. In South America, visitors are 79% more likely to search for Super Mario when compared to the rest of the world. Hmm. I never would have guessed South America.
Yeah.
I automatically would have assumed it was America or somewhere in Asia.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, well, I mean, they play video games everywhere.
I know, but like, you know, we're depraved up here.
This is quite true, actually. This is a true statement.
Does anybody have any comments on that?
I just think that, you know, just not as, you know, any Mario character.
It's fucking
year.
Hot.
It depends on who's dressing up as Mario character. Like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, like,
you know, little Mario cosplay. Little Mario kink.
Mario kink.
Throwing some candy at people.
Can you?
Sorry.
Kinky.
Can you go again? No, sorry, princess. I don't have my one up.
Oh, shit.
I have no lives left.
What he said, it's not the size of the mushroom, it's the what?
How you wild use it. Because, like, you know, then there's, what the fuck was it? Never use a fire flower because you don't want to get burnt. No.
Oh, shit.
So level 1-1 is oral.
Yes.
Oh.
Level 1-2 is, no, vaginal.
You stay away from the drop from the the sand area. You don't want to go in there too dry.
That's 3-3.
No, 3-3 is the water one. You want to stay in the water one. You want the water one.
Wow.
Wario ass pussy.
Dope.
Yeah, but you gotta like shave your pubic hair in a Wario mustache.
Oh God, how funny would that? Oh no, you just make it a W.
Yeah,
that is talent.
Oh my God, can you imagine if it was they turned it into a drain pipe going down?
Can you hear pew pew?
Pro.
Yoshi egg anal plugs.
Oh God, you blow the whistle, you can go to any world. God.
Y'all gonna ruin Mario for me.
I'm gonna ruin it. I didn't make these fucking pornos. And I'm not even searching this shit.
I can't play Paper Mario the same anymore. Now.
Paper Mario.
Wait till they get to Zelda.
Oh God.
Oh man.
Hold on. There has to be a Zelda porn parody.
Zelda. Are you gonna watch Zelda?
Yeah, I would definitely watch Zelda porn parody.
Well, isn't Zelda's a princess, right? Because Link is the
Zelda's
the
warrior. A princess, yeah.
Right. So isn't
oh my God, Legend of Zelda.
Oh, man. Shit. Well, Zelda's bi or gay, right?
I don't know. She had a pretty... Wow, there's a lot of Zelda porn.
There's a lot of Zelda porn.
Jesus.
Hold on.
Whoa, snap.
Try to think.
Oh, my... What is happening?
Wow. Alright, we're looking up Delta porn.
Why?
Welcome.
Because after the Super Mario stuff there, we found one called Legend of Zelda, which I'm assuming is a dildo.
Oh, yeah. Alright.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
So...
I don't know what else to say.
There really isn't much to say after that. Like,
I learned so much. Did you? I did learn.
I just feel like this is like the end of like a sitcom. I was like, oh, thanks everybody for coming in. We learned so much today.
Yeah.
We heard about cum gutters and sexy sandwiches. Mm-hmm.
We'd also like to thank the wives for coming through.
Thank the wives. What's his name? We'll thank Duke. Duke and Ariana.
Did a great job
today.
Yeah. Shout out to Ariana.
Special musical guest from D'Angelo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, snap.
D'Angelo featuring cum gutters.
Thank you, Mario.
Also,
you don't want to forget the sexy. Someone's
got to pay for the paint.
You could ride me like a Yoshi.
Oh.
This is wrong.
Oh my God, Bowser. This is Bowser in a costume.
What the F?
And Yoshi comes out in the costume, so now this is some furry shit.
I want you to storm my castle.
Oh, they're just doing.
I want you to storm my castle.
Who has storm castle?
You guys did say
yes.
Okay. Yoshi with the tongue.
Oh damn.
That was super Mario.
Nothing to me, Mario.
So are you watching a cartoon, or is it just a dude with a really long tongue?
It's
multiple people.
Yeah.
In
Mario Gangbang?
Pretty much.
I mean, it has to end with the Mario gangbang.
Well, actually, you say that, and I'm looking at it now. It's Mario in the bed, Wario in the bed, and Waluigi in the bed with Peach.
Which brings me naturally to look for a Super Smash Brothers porn.
What? There has to be a Super Smash.
There has to be a Super Smash. It's in the freaking name.
Yeah, you have to call. You literally have to call it Super Smash Brothers.
Yes. Yeah, that's all you have to do. Like, maybe turn one of the S's into, like, a Z or something. I don't know.
I mean, you don't have to do... I mean, yeah, you probably do have to change something.
Yeah, we are looking up Super Smash Bros. Porn.
Metroid XXX parody.
Excellent.
You know what? We've actually done this before.
Yeah, we did. And I have a crush on Metroid, so...
Really?
Yeah, she's dope.
I don't even have words for that, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
That's Metroid.
I know who Seamus is. Oh, my God. And there is no Mega Man porn parody, which, thank Odin for that. I'm actually happy that there isn't. There is a Family Guy one. Brian fucks Lotus?
I mean, that's... I wouldn't even be too interested in that.
Yeah, no.
Not we hearing this smacking on the mic, but anyways.
All right, man. This has been the Old Man Wade Show. I'm going to end it there.
Did you say yellow?
Yellow?
You said Yellow Man Wade Show?
No.
Oh. I was like, who's yellow? Wait.
We can't be trusted, I'm sorry. Can somebody find my football?
You didn't have that online, like, I mean, that's not being recorded, is it?
Oh, for the love of Odin. I'm not centering. I'm not, that's staying. This has been the Old Man Wade Show. I want to thank the pinnacle of political perfection.
I wasn't involved in this.
My lovely life. Hey. Little sister for doing this. Find us. Just Google Old Man Wade. That's Jesus Christ, man. I have nothing.
Oh, and you know, Mario porn stuff. You know what I'm saying? Bow,
tick, bow, bow. Uh-huh. All I'm saying is it seriously though, like,
yo, like Old Man Wade Show on Facebook.
Did you already shut that?
No, I didn't shut it off yet.
Oh.
Any more shout outs?
Okay, tickets please, guys. Stop the anthology. If we wanted one-offs, we'd do interdimensional cable, not some uptight overrilling. Rick! God damn! Tickets, please. Dude, I'm sure you've got, like, so many tickets at this point. Jesus, the tickets please guy is cut. He's got those things. What do you call them? The cum gutters. Pretty gross. That's what people call them. Gross people. I don't want to have to picture cum so watery in such volumes that... Hey, stay back.
Damn it, Wade.